and other things. So the pure medical cost of someone who uses tobacco, you can certainly get some numbers on those that say that number is significant. And a lot of employers, a lot of our clients today, do have a tobacco surcharge, so that if someone chooses to use tobacco, now that has to come along with smoking cessation or tobacco cessation programs. There's certain parameters that you have to use to do that, but it certainly is a program or a tactic that many employers have used to basically say, if you choose to smoke and you don't try to quit or chew or anything else, then you're going to pay X percent more on the health plan. And the law can stipulate that it's up to 50% of what the employee contribution to the insurance would normally be. So,
out of yours, what's typical, the amount that the employee pays out if they choose to?
It's usually fairly significant. I've anywhere from 15 to 30%.
But does Cox not offer help if someone elects, even though I'm chewing or smoking or whatever I'm doing now, they do not. Do they have a program to help that they would? And if I say I want to quit, I want to, so I don't pay the surplus, mm-hmm. that they would help.
Yes, they have a smoking cessation program. Jim Bronner locally is mm-hmm. the gentleman who runs it for Cox, which he'd probably be the one that I would recommend, with you guys being where you are, that we would get with, and you know, part of the health and wellness initiative through Cox. So yes, they do very much have those type of programs available.
If we did something like that, it wouldn't show in our rates. Maybe it'd take a year for it to show or so. Is that what you would think?
The only way it would show would be for the county that your rates wouldn't change, but you would be charging tobacco users more. Mm-hmm. So the net for the county would be less, because the employee's paying more of the premium than they otherwise would have.
Those that have done that, and those that choose to quit, then have they got statistics showing that the health improves so that it then comes back and shows on the rates?
In a roundabout way. It's kind of macro data, I guess would be the best way of putting it. But there's no question. I mean, I'll throw a statistic out that a smoker is gonna have between 15 to 25% more health care claims in a given year than a non-smoker. And that accumulates with age. A 20-year-old smoker, frankly, doesn't have claims that are much different than a non-smoker, because tobacco use is something that's cumulative, right? And so as people age, 50-year-old or 60-year-old smokers have significantly higher claims than 50 or 60-year-old people that don't. And so it's kind of on a curve, but overall, from a statistical standpoint, it is well documented that tobacco use does increase costs of care and claims. So, working through that page, the final page just gives you a little more of a numerical look at what that 9% looks like for the county as you work on your budget. I do want to say that we took a little bit of a chance in waiting as long as we did to get the renewal, which we wanted September, if you remember, to drop off so that we could do well. If you look at the next handout, you can see that September is at the very bottom. We had $560,000 claim month that was being weighted at 70%, right, because it was in the current year, that then went and dropped and now is being weighted at 30. So that helped us to get that loss ratio. If you remember, last time we talked, our loss ratio was in the 120s, and it's at 106 now. And a big part of that is, if you look at that claim and then if you turn the page to 2018, September of this year was a $77,000 claims month. So, well played. It worked out in our favor to wait on that. So I appreciate HR's accommodation in doing that. We've got open enrollment for just after Thanksgiving, is in which, you know, we'd love to do it prior. But, you know, just to wait on this, I think, obviously helped to hopefully get this 9% renewal increase in. Finally, and then I'll have some things for you to look at. Here are if you look at the left-hand side of your sheet, This is the renewal options from last year. And I just figured you guys would want to see, to cue it up, you know, okay, what did we do last year when we were confronted with this? So the original renewal was an 11% increase. You all asked us to get options, and if you can see, there's multiple options across the page, one of which, option three, has a star beside it. That is the one you chose to go with. And again, with the base and buy-up, so you increase the deductible on the base from $1,000 to $1,500. The copays on the ER and the urgent care went up as well. And then really the same on the buy-up plan. The deductible went up by $500. The out-of-pocket went up, so on and so forth. So I figured you guys would want to maybe have historical basis of where you've been to start your deliberations on what the county needs to do for this coming year.
Did we, last year, were we under a two-year? They couldn't... Was the renewal an automatic 11% because that was what was negotiated the year before?
I believe last year was a cap. This year was wide open.
This year was wide open.
Yes.
Last year there was a cap of 11%. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we probably would have gotten hit with a lot higher, at a 154% loss ratio.
Well, probably. Although, frankly, 9% this year, I would have, you know, if I do the math, doing, you know, knowing what I know,
it comes out
more than 9%. I'll tell you that.
So then we went with option three to only have an increase of 3.6% that year.
That's correct. This year. In the current year that you're in. So, for our purposes here, and again, I have, we've gone out to the marketplace. We have Anthem and United and all the various players at the ready. We reserved a spot in their queue so that as we got to this point where we could get a quote and hopefully get it turned around pretty promptly, I would not hold out a lot of hope, candidly, that going to market right now with this renewal would bring us back something that would beat what the offer on the table is. However, that is completely your decision, and we are locked and loaded and ready to go to market if you choose to send us there. Again, in our conversation about bidding that we have every year is that bidding is a good and useful tool and you should use it. However, you should use it judiciously, meaning that you should go when you really think that you've got a chance to better the offer in front of you and that, you know, it's a human being that gets it at the other end of the table. And if we just bid every year, that's bad because then we become bid business and they just think, they're just kicking tires on us here, right? And so, you know, it's totally your call on when to go to bid. I just ask you to be thoughtful of when you think the best times to do that.
So if we were to have shown a loss ratio of under 100%, then maybe go to bid?
And part of it, too, is you know, I've seen some of these sheets where I feel like they're being more than fair, and I've seen some of these sheets where I feel like they're trying to make up for lost ground. And in this case, I don't feel like that I can make any sort of argument that they're trying to gouge you or charge you more than what another carrier would.
So. On that note, if we were under 100%, then Cox may lower it just like us.
They would. It's all based on your loss ratio.
It, you know, it had happened. So let's just get under 100%.
Yeah.
This is probably it, but this has been brought to my attention by some employees that have done this, and I didn't know on the $200 for ER or 75 cents for urgent, $75 for urgent care. They found it more beneficial to go to the ER because whatever they had done there at ER, the $200, it covered, it paid for what they had done right there. And then if they went to urgent care, they had to pay $75, and then they can't do very little, and they would send them to ER.
Mm. I had heard some of that. We brought that certainly to the attention of Cox, trying to, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to do anything, but I mean we've brought that concern to them. I hadn't heard as much about that recently, but that certainly has been a case in the past where people go to urgent care, get charged the copay, and then they just send them over to ER. Well, it didn't do them any good to go to urgent care to start with.
Because there's certain things they couldn't.
Right. And in theory, the way it's supposed to work is if you present at urgent care and they can't handle what you need done, then they should just send you to ER and there shouldn't be a bill generated in urgent care.
Okay.
So as you, if you have those employees come to you, please let us know and or work through HR or whatever so that we can try to make sure the claim's paid correctly.
Thank you.
So the first question I would have is first of all, you know, bidding, going to market, what the pleasure of the commission is. And then secondly, if I come back next week, if you'd like, you can see, and I just brought it for example, last year, you know, all the options and whatnot. If you'd like me to bring options back, I'd hope that they could get them to me for this meeting, but I just barely got the renewal in time for this meeting. But anyway, if you'd like to see options like that, and then if so, if there's any specific options that you'd like to see.
I'm comfortable. Do we want to see more options like we did last year?
I'm assuming if we go to option 4, 5, and 6, that'll be the options 1, 2, and 3 for this year.
Yes and no. I call them moving parts.
Not necessarily percentages, but I mean, have increase or decrease.
Right.
But just actual deductible, maximum out of pockets, those types of things.
All of those things can be moved in different increments. And right, so you can raise your deductible by $250 or $500, and that's going to result in X percent off of the premium. And then you look at your doctor's office copays or your prescription copays. And so part of that, Commissioner Williams, is really just kind of the what the person running this chose to do.
Okay.
So really, if you zeroed in and said, hey, you know, we raised the deductible last year, so we don't want to do anything with that, but let's look at this, this, and this, then we can tailor that if you're inclined to look at. Or we can just take our best shot, you know, bring them to you, and then you know, either select one of those options or tweak it.
If we do stay with like we are now, the $1,500 and the commission has some other options to bring down the cost to the county on it that they could discuss.
So do you want to look at some different options, or do you want them to go out to market? Or you think save that for when we have a better chance of?
This commissioner is comfortable with the staying
okay.
With the company.
As am I. I just.
Yeah.
And as far as options, do we want to have them come back with options? And look at our own internal options?
Your recommendation? The options is either going to be we're going to have to raise the copay to get any. I mean, we know what the cost is on what we have.
Correct.
Well, but see, I didn't know if we did a, just throwing this out here, $250 increase. But it looks like from option. Option 3 to option 4 was a $3,500 deductible increase. So if we did a $250 increase instead of a $2,000 increase, those types of things. So I would probably keep the changes more minor.
Okay.
If we had them go back and get options.
$250 increase, what are you speaking about?
Like on the deductible, so from $1,500 to $1,750. You had mentioned that. Is that a possibility to?
They're filed for certain options. I'm not sure if 1750 is one of them.
Okay.
Or we'd have to jump to 2000. But okay. If you're saying, hey, give me the next increment, then I can at least say, all right, this is the next option they've got.
Well, I'd be willing to look at that. I don't know that we want to jump way up there with deductibles and maximum out of pockets.
I can't see penalizing every employee on that when we can, a small group, save on the county health GCR in another way, a couple other ways that maybe we should look at. if we raise the deductible like you're talking